This is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into episode 28 of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Over the past couple of months, my shows have focused on the pandemic and how we're learning to live in the new normal. Yeah, I'm kind of sick of that saying too. I've dealt with shows on how small businesses learn to pivot during the pandemic, finding love in the age of COVID, and life after lockdown. I've had guests on the show and I shared my opinion with them, but in this episode, I want to share my two cents on the current state of the pandemic. No, I'm not a doctor, a scientist, nor do I work in the health field. But what I wanted to do today was talk about a few things that are of concern to me. So topic number one, to vaccinate or not. I will be completely transparent with you. I had absolutely no plans of being vaccinated. I just wasn't sure that I wanted to get it. Yes, it sounds kind of foolish and simplistic, but I didn't feel comfortable in getting the shot. I legit felt scared about it. I heard the horror stories and the reactions and the about side effects, so I wasn't trying to get it anytime soon. A few of my friends kept messaging me with info about the scary side effects, and I already know that historically Black people and people of color were used as guinea pigs for horrific health experiments, so that made me question getting the vaccine. I was not convinced that I should get the vaccine anytime soon. When anyone asked when I was getting the shot, I hesitated, and I pretended that I was trying to book an appointment but was having trouble. But deep down, I planned on waiting it out. But after conversations with family, friends, and people in the health industry, I reconsidered my stance. They questioned me and asked me why I felt the way that I did, about the side effects, about being afraid. I realized that I was just being silly, and that it was the best thing for me to do was to get vaccinated. So listen to that again. It was the best thing for me to do. My entire family was vaccinated, and I didn't want them to get sick, especially since I have family members that have underlying issues. So I dashed away my fears and got my first shot. Luckily, I had no side effects. I didn't even feel lethargic like most people felt after the shot. I proceeded to text all my friends and family and let them know I got it. Most of my friends were happy for me. A couple of my anti-vax friends were shocked, but were cool with my decision. They respected my decision. But I had a good friend who is anti-vax, questioned me for getting vaccinated and thought I was being foolish and being brainwashed. It's unfortunate to say that our friendship took a major hit because I chose to get vaccinated. To be honest, I'm happy that I got vaccinated. Double vax, baby. Sure, we don't know the long-term effects of the shot, but most things we eat and do have suspect effects on our health. Fast food, the use of plastics, they ain't good, y'all. I felt the reward outweighed the risk, which brings me to the vaccine passport. I don't have a problem with it. Being fully vaccinated will allow you to freely be in spaces and to travel, and you know I want to get back to traveling. So I know that you can still contract the virus when vaccinated, but it'll be less severe and won't send you to the hospital, hopefully. To be honest, I understand if someone chooses to not get the vaccine, but that choice has its consequences. They will be subject to constant testing as well as not being able to enter certain places. Also, contracting the virus and winding up in ICU. So the second topic on my mind to rant about, masking up. Because I'm around people with underlying issues, I try to be as safe as I can, so I always wear a mask at all time. Even if I'm going out to a walk, I will mask up. True, this may be overkill or I'm being extra cautious, but it's what I do. I've become so used to wearing it, I don't know what it'd be like to not wear a mask. One of my pet peeves is when a stranger, someone who's not in my bubble, who's not related to me, who's not a friend, comes near me and they're not wearing a mask. This wasn't as common as before, but for some reason, the last couple of days, I've been around people in stores who weren't wearing masks. I don't even mind if someone isn't vaccinated, but please wear a mask. It's literally the easiest thing to do to control the virus. That and washing your hands. I know that wearing a mask for long periods of time can be annoying, but what I usually do is just adjust it, breathe in fresh air, but I don't take it off. Unless you have legit health and breathing issues, wearing a mask is pretty much mandatory. People protesting in places with vulnerable people is completely baffling. There were anti-mask protests near a school, at a hospital. I just can't fathom why anyone would be so selfish and cruel to protest knowing that they're in close proximity to people who are vulnerable. I just want us all to be safe and be able to live a normal life again. We just all need to know that it takes us all working together to make that happen. And no, I do not think that wearing a mask is a violation of your rights. It is basically a health issue. When you wear a mask, it protects the other person. I see no issue. We wear seat belts, wear condoms, you wear headgear when you're riding a bike, so wearing a mask should be this the same. And that's my two cents. Thanks for joining me for the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on Apple Podcasts. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you have any questions or would like to provide feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. You can also email me if you have inquiries regarding sponsoring the show. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.